Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Thank you guys for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is episode, number 39. We are continuing our book review of the 10 Natural Laws of Successful Time and Life Management by Hiram Smith. We're going to be looking at law number 9. We are almost done. In his book, he titles this law. Let me get there. He titles this law, Your Self-Esteem Must Ultimately Come From Within. And for Rehab Your Life purposes, I'm calling it You and Self-Esteem. So your self-esteem ultimately comes from within, like he said. The definition of self-esteem is confidence in one's own worth and abilities. You know, I think over time, so many people have struggled with this because we just have been existing but not knowing who we really are. And if you don't know who you are, then you don't know what you can do, which, you know, plays a big part into understanding your worth and your abilities. You know, even now as an entrepreneur and, you know, intermingling with other entrepreneurs, a lot of times we don't price our work like we need to, because we don't understand the value that, you know, we've put into it and that we are worth someone paying that cost for what we've put together. So, you know, this kind of goes across a lot of different spectrums. You know, you may have thought that, you know, you didn't have any issues with self-esteem, but you got to look at it on all the different layers. And so in the book, Hiram states, feeling good about yourself is an essential ingredient in the recipe for inner peace. And, you know, that's the goal, inner peace. So many of us are trying to find balance with all of the things that we have to do. We are being pulled in so many different directions and listening to so many different people about how we should live our lives. And at this point in the book, you may have discovered that some of the things that you believed about yourself, you actually no longer believe and do not intend to continue the associated behavior, which may cause a bit of stress in your life as you transition into identifying the things that you truly do want for yourself. And many of us may not truly know what we really want. And so Hiram talks about identifying what we really want and what ultimately motivates us to move. He says to ask yourself these two questions. Number one, what do I really want? You know, it might sound funny or crazy to ask that question, but really, you know, when you have been working for so many years and you get to a certain age and someone says, you know, well, what do you want for your birthday? Or, you know, what can I do for you? You know, just ask a lot of women in their, you know, mid-40s. We don't know how to answer that question. We don't know what we want or how someone can help us. And so then question number two is, what has worked for you in the past? Now, this to me is the key, because if something has worked for you in the past, look at what you did. Identify any common patterns, the kinds of situations, the people who were involved, and the specific things that you did. You know, I try to be a big journaler, but I'm not. I got a million journals that I've started writings in, and so I'm trying my hardest to get more disciplined with that. But even in those moments when I do journal, I can go back and I can look and be like, oh, okay, this person was there. You know, this was the situation. This was the circumstances. And this is what I did. And I really felt good when I did that. So I can go back and look at a scenario in whatever journal it happens to be written in. And, you know, my future success could result from repeating those same patterns. And so that's what he guides us to do, is to be able to take some time and think about, you know, when was your, you know, Black girl magic showing? You know, those are the patterns that need to be repeated so that we can have success. So take a few minutes to write down the answers to those questions for yourself and see if you're able to identify some of that magic that you may possess. So number one, what do you really want? And number two, what has worked for you in the past? And this could be used across a variety of categories. What do you want for family? What do you want in your friends? What do you want for your life in general? So you kind of outline what that looks like for you. And, you know, it's okay if you're not able to answer those questions right now, because oftentimes we really don't know what we want. Especially if life has thrown you a curveball and you have to create a new normal, it can be very difficult to pin some of those things down. And like I said before, this is not a one and done. This whole thing is a process, because believe me, I have read and reread this book to learn the formulas and to identify my values and my beliefs. Because I've always struggled with identifying what motivates me. And he talks about motivation under this law. So lastly, like I said, he talks about motivation. And so he identifies that there are three levels of motivation. And he referenced this from a book by author Kay Allen. And in his book, The Journey from Fear to Love, he states that the three major emotions that motivate most of our actions are fear, duty, and love. And the lowest level of motivation is fear. Fear makes you believe that you have to perform a specific task or there is a penalty if you don't. The second level of motivation is duty. Duty makes you believe that you ought to do something. Duty is more fulfilling than fear, but it is still an external motivator. So the highest level of motivation is love. Love makes you want to do something. You know, this is the most fulfilling level of motivation. And so most importantly, we should all focus on being our authentic selves. And when we do that, we can't help but exude self-esteem. When our actions line up with our values and we begin to truly meet our personal goals, we will have the life that we desire. Well, that's all I'm going to share with you about law number 9. Please get the book. There's so much more that, you know, I just can't include in my review, but this book is really going to offer you some transformational things that can occur in your life. And so I really encourage you to get the book. And if you are following along with us on the end of the year 90-day goal reset, I am so excited that you know, are continuing along with us. If you have not gotten a planner, please get the planner. Because we're going to roll into 2021, you know, casting a vision with some new goals. So, you know, even though it's later in the challenge, you can still definitely participate and prepare. So thank you guys so much for participating in another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. I will see you guys next week. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life in the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.